Hello and welcome to Cesse Says So. This is a biology revision podcast aimed to help you with your GCSE biology revision. This is the last episode of season one, so make sure you follow me on @CesseSaysSo to keep up to date with future plans. So in this episode, we will be looking at the topic corms, and by the end of this episode, you should be able to know how to approach a corm style exam question. So, without further ado, let's get into it. Alongside with the theoretical biology, you also need to learn aspects of practical biology. As you can imagine, it's quite hard for me to teach practical skills via an audio platform, as it's quite difficult for you to visualize the actual investigation. However, what I can do is explain to you how to approach and answer a corms style exam question. Corms style exam questions generally ask you to design an experiment, and they are worth between 5 to 6 marks. So if you can master how to approach a question like this, it will work to your benefit. So what is corms? It's an acronym that describes the key points needed in your answer when asked one of these questions. C. This stands for change in conditions. So what about the environment or what about the conditions will you be changing? O, this stands for organisms, and the way in which the organism used will be constant throughout the experiment. For example, the age of the organism, the species of the organism, and the sex of the organism. R, this stands for repeat. So you will always mention that you are repeating the investigation for reliable results, but you also have to describe how you will repeat the investigation and what you will be doing with those results. M, this stands for measurement. What is the dependent variable in the investigation? What are you measuring? M, again, this is how long you will measure it for, so a specific time frame. And then S stands for standardize. What are the control variables other than the organism used? What are you going to keep constant throughout the investigation? So let's go through an example question. Rivers are sometimes polluted by warm water from power station outflows. This is known as thermal pollution and can affect the growth of plants. Design an experiment to investigate the effect of water temperature on the growth of plants. So let's use corms to help us answer the question. C. The condition that will be changed is the temperature of the water. So you'll set aside a number of test tubes with water inside them. Each test tube will be put into a water bath ranging in temperature from cold to hot. O stands for organism. So the organism is going to be the same species of plant. So you'll put the same species of plant in each test tube. We'll make sure that the species of plant has the same size and the same age. R. You will repeat this many times for each temperature and calculate an average in the increase in growth. M. You are going to measure the mass or length of the leaf, or you can count the number of leaves to measure the growth of the plant. M, we're going to measure the time, so the measurement above will be made over a set period of time, for example, over 48 hours. And then S, which stands for standardize, we want to keep some of the other factors the same. So for example, the carbon dioxide concentration, light intensity, and mineral iron concentration. Okay, well, it's time for our pit stop. So for this pit stop, I would like you to have a go at the corm style question. Number one, describe an experiment you could do to find out the effect of pH on the growth of yeast. Now, pause the podcast, give yourself a chance to answer the question. Remember to take advantage of the letters used to make the word or the acronym corms, and we'll be back with the correct answer in 3, 2, and 1. So you had to answer the question, describe an experiment you could do to find out the effect of pH on the growth of yeast, remembering corms. So let's go over the answer. So C, in this case, is changing the pH. So you'll set up a rack of test tubes, each with a pH buffer ranging from low to high. So for example, pH 5, 6, 7, 8 and 9. O is the organism, so you make sure you use the same organism or same species of yeast. R, you'll repeat the experiment so that the average mass of the yeast can be calculated. M, you're going to measure the mass of the yeast, that is our dependent variable. Other M, you're going to measure the effect of pH on the growth of the yeast over 24 hours, so that's our specific time. And then S, standardize. The factors that we're going to keep the same are the temperature and then also the same concentration of oxygen the yeast receives. So if you got those answers correct, awesome job. And just make sure you remember what the CORMMS stands for in QORMS, as that will help you to master these questions. So let's go into the closing segment. So there you have it, the final episode of Season 1 QORMS. Remember that these episodes are here for you to listen to, so please take full advantage of them. I will be uploading handout sheets to be completed while listening to the podcast, and also exam-style questions to help you properly understand the work that's been learned. So please follow me on @SessaySaysSo on Instagram for updates, and subscribe to my podcast channel, which can now be found on most streaming platforms. So, for the last time for Season 1, why? Because Sese says so.